It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. We now know Google is trying to buy Motorola. We don't know yet what that will mean for you and me. Motorola's phones and tablets already run on Google's Android operating system, but other companies make Android products too. Charles Galvin, an analyst with Forrester Research, says those companies and their customers could suffer.
There is a basic challenge for a company like Google, who is providing software to multiple hardware manufacturers like Samsung or LG, with acquiring their own hardware company, because it creates questions for these other licensees about whether they are being disadvantaged somehow, and that their competition, like Motorola in this case, is going to have earlier access to new technology, new solutions, new features.
So what happens then? Molly Wood is executive editor at CNET.
If Samsung and HTC decide that they are not at all happy about Google competing with them head-to-head in the hardware market, they might decide to run Windows Phone 7 instead, in which case it would be a great day for Microsoft.
But this isn't just about phones and tablets. Motorola also makes cable modems, Bluetooth devices, set-top cable TV boxes.
You may have sort of a whole sea change in HDTVs and home theaters if Google manages to integrate something like Google TV into all of those Motorola set-top boxes. Because you may not realize it, but almost any digital cable box that you have from any cable provider is Motorola hardware, and it's made by Motorola Mobility. So if Google can find a way to sort of get its foot in the door there, to put Google TV as the back end on some of those boxes, then all of a sudden you might be using Google to search for online video or internet content or movies to rent.
Google TV launched last year, but it hasn't really taken off.
They launched Google TV. They had some hardware deals, but there weren't any movies specifically that you could rent. You were still just kind of searching for online content. So it wasn't very successful. Also, it was very expensive with the hardware that it was built into. If Google can make deals with the cable companies to get some of this stuff bundled into those set-top boxes, it's basically a massive market for them to sort of waltz right into.
So then they would have the technology, they would have the device that it plays through, and that would make it easier to strike the deals with the content makers?
That is the theory, at least, because that would finally put them in a position where the content providers might want to make that deal. If all of a sudden Google is huge and Google TV is in every set-top box in America, then the content providers have an incentive to make a deal. So far, they've kind of just looked at Google and said, no, thank you.
Visit us online at marketplacetech.org and sign up for our daily memo, everything you need to know about tech delivered to your inbox. The Pew Internet and American Life Project says 13% of Americans fake talking on cell phones in order to avoid human contact, meaning 87% of you are either lying and doing that anyway, or missing out on a wonderful opportunity. I am a veteran phone faker. It is rewarding, but it's tricky. Here are some tips. 1. Don't overplay your opening. Avoid looking shocked when you pretend your phone just rang. 2. Don't just say yeah or uh-huh. Sounds fake. Share your thoughts on The Bachelorette. 3. Remember to pause for your imaginary friend to also talk. Finally, 4. Follow through. Don't hang up the second the person has passed. Tacky. Keep those tips in mind, and you need never talk to a real human again. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.